The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect, Jesus said. His words sound rather ominous. Be ready or else is the gist of what he's saying. Be ready. Be like a servant, like a servant prepared and ready to spring into action at a moment's notice. Be waiting, be watching, be vigilant, or else you'll miss the blessing. Jesus' words here sound a bit strenuous, but they're manageable so far. All you have to do is be ready. But then the gravity of that second part begins to sound loudly in our ear. For the Son of Man is coming. He's coming at an hour you do not expect, Jesus says. And with those words, being ready, waiting, and watching moves to an entirely different level. After all, there is a thing called sleep. Surviving the graveyard shift one night is tough, two nights even worse, three nights impossible. And let us not forget the Son of Man didn't exclude the daylight hours. And we dare not forget about this thing called life. There's work to be done, children to be fed, appointments to be kept, retirement to be enjoyed, and a whole host of activities that fill a calendar and make waiting and watching for the Son of Man challenging indeed. Of course, Jesus offers help. Just sell everything and give it to the poor. Ditch the purse, the wallet, the bank, because you won't need any of that. Moths and thieves won't be able to touch your treasure that will be in heaven. Heaven is where your heart is, right? You won't have any trouble doing what Jesus commands here, right? Just sell it all. Well, let each of us confess as we must, but I'm not seeing for sale signs on those cars out there, and nobody here, myself included, is going to rush home and call a real estate agent. That is why Jesus' words are ominous. His words reveal that we are not watching and waiting, nor is our heart where it ought to be. His words demand the impossible and expose what we treasure most, ourselves. And so our kingdom is under attack. You see, that's the thing right there. If we had known at what hour the thief was coming, we wouldn't have let our idolatrous house be broken into. But I've got news for you. It's too late. The thief is here now. It's too late because the Son of Man is here now. And he's in your house thieving away. He's stolen your sin. He's stolen your death. He's stolen everything of which the devil can accuse you of. He's made off with it. Like a bandit. Of course, we caught up with him and used the law to put him right where he needed to be. There on Golgotha, crucified with the other thieves. Whoever heard of an outlaw God taking what doesn't belong to him? But he did take what didn't belong to him. And your treasure of sin, death, and the accusation of the devil against you are gone, gone forever. Taken to the grave by the Son of Man, and they are unrecoverable. And all this because it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But what about our inability to properly wait and watch? What about our idolatry of self and our possessions? Perhaps you hear now while Jesus tells us not to be afraid. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom in spite of yourself. And that is why I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for the sake of the one who stole your sin. That is your promise, an unfailing treasure, untouchable by moth and thieves, and guarded eternally by the resurrected Son of Man who has come for you. Amen.